This is Irene Francis. I am here with Marie and Fritz Erps. ERPS. The date we're making this tape is September 16, 1986, and the subject we're going to begin to talk about is the Cloverdale Mine. I have some questions that I will ask them. Okay, let's see now. When did this mine start? Can you tell me something about when it started?
They said the late 30s or the early 40s.
Well, that's when it started, you think? Well, when was we up there? 40s or 49 or what was it?
We were up there in about 44 because Patricia was just a baby and Fritzy was a senior in high school.
And what were they mining up there? Were the minerals that they were mining?
We just drove a tunnel. When I was up there, 200 feet, the tunnel was in there quite a ways over, I don't know how long it was, about 300 or 400 feet then. And we drove another 200 feet while I was up there.
What do they, you said drive it, do they dynamite it or?
We had to shoot it. They have a little car, or a car with wheels on it, a track like a railroad to bring it to the dirt out and dump it on the dump.
And then when they would dump it, then would they assay it right there?
Well, we never assayed any of it. They were just trying to find a streak, the way I understand it. I don't know.
And what was it that, what mineral were you looking for?
Well, I suppose gold mostly, I think.
Gold.
Copper.
Did they take some of it out of there?
Or they had just four, didn't they?
I don't know whether they did or not. They had a mill up there. They had lots of electric motors. That's what runs the motors from that power plant down there, the big water wheel. And they had the line back up to the tunnel again.
It would run by the stream water? It was powered by that? They had the mill?
I don't know if it's still there or not.
Yeah, I was up there some time ago. It was up there about 8 years ago, about 6 years ago it was still up there. It's the last time I was up there. Where did these people come from that started it? Do you know?
Well, Mr. Porch lived up there, and, he'd bring in these stockholders, I think, from Oklahoma, Margaret said. They came in, but he was the one that was interested in it and wanted to see the mine progress or if they could get something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you lived up there, did you have children when you lived up there?
Yeah, we had Fritzy and Marilyn and Patricia.
And you would go up there during the summer months?
We'd come down over the weekend and then go back and we was up there about, he was up longer, but we stayed up there about 3 months. And in the beginning, Margaret, Stacy, and Ed, when they first started, and Laverne was only about 2 years old, they lived up there. And so did Bill Klein's dad, and he even had Bill and his sister, they lived up there. Sometimes they tried to live during the winter to work at that mill. Mm-hmm. So Margaret told me that. That was from Ed.
Mm-hmm. And how would you get up there, by truck?
No, I imagine they'd use sleds.
No, I mean when you went up, did you take a truck?
We went in our car.
Your car.
Stacy had the truck that he hauled all the gas and stuff up there, powder and everything.
Powder they carried up by truck? Because when we went up there, that road was really rough. It was a rough road up there. I don't know if it was any better then.
Well, it would have been. Then, because the kids and I helped build that road from the power plant on up so it wouldn't, our bottom of our car wouldn't hit a rock when we went up or down.
Oh.
We just drove an old car off. What was it?
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet, what year was that?
Well, about a 32, I think.
And how about, did you ever see the sawmill in work as it was working up there?
No, I don't know nothing about that.
Because I know there was one up
I
there.
I think that went up later, but I don't think that's what was used for the build of buildings because they were built before the sawmill.
Well, Coleman had a sawmill up there, but then it was way down above Rainbow Lodge there a little way.
Oh. So when they would build the buildings, though, would they be out of logs?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly out of logs?
And I think they just put a crew in there to build that because they, Margaret said at that time, they employed quite a few men. I thought they really had, was on to something.
You mean the cabins up there, Law? Uh-huh. I don't remember that.
You said something about a boarding house.
We stayed in the boarding house a couple of weeks. That's where Ed and Heavy stayed. There was even an upstairs to it, but I can't say that it was built out of logs, but I think it was. Because I can still see it. It was a big, a big place for you to eat, and it was a big kitchen, and then there was rooms, I suppose, for the people that were doing the cooking.
And it was just for people of the mine. They didn't have people come from, like, tourists.
No.
They didn't have anybody like that up there.
No, this was people for the mines that came in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that worked there at the mines.
And how many families were up there when you were up there?
Well, when we were up there, there was just our family, but Heavy and Ed stayed up there.
They
just bashed in the cook shack. I called it the cook shack. But we all stayed up there. I took the kids.
So somebody cooked all the meals for everybody?
Well, at that time, Ed only cooked for himself and Heavy.
Uh-huh.
But before, they did have a cook. But that, I don't know too much about that. That was just what Margaret was telling me yesterday.
But you would cook for your own family.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you'd have to carry up all the provisions for the entire week.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd come back down over the weekends.
We'd come down usually Saturday morning, and we could get stuff and go back up Sunday afternoon. And, of course, you could fish. There was fish in the stream up there. You could fish.
We were down right by the cabin there. All around the cabin, the beer dam there.
Did they stock it, the lakes at that time, or was it just native fish that they had, you know?
Oh, they used to stock a lot of these lakes with horses, take them up with horses. And then Art Hibbs, he had his airplane and planted them up here, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he's told me something about that when he took and dropped the fish in... And when he was telling us about that, it made me think that you have to be a pretty good pilot to be able to drive over those, to fly over those lakes and dump fish in them.
He was good.
And that was about in the 40s that was stocked.
Because Patricia was born in 39, and she was about 4 or 5 years old when we was up there, because Fritzy was a senior and Marilyn was a junior. Yes.
Well, what caused them to stop mining? They couldn't find anything, or?
I think they ran out of money.
They ran out of money too,
didn't they?
I guess. Horch, he was an overseer. He had a place down where Rainbow Lodge is at. That's where he used to live. He had a place there.
Oh, that was his place. That what the lodge wasn't there then,
no.
Was it?
Yeah, the lodge was there a long time, I think.
As the Lutheran Lodge, was it?
Yeah. And Percival, they took it over after that, didn't they?
Yeah. But did Percival sell, or does he still have his up there?
I don't know. Was that, what's his name? Mary, one of the Barry girls.
Whitcomb?
Yeah.
He
lived up there with taking care of it when they had horses. I don't know if they still have horses or not up there.
Mm. One of the stories that I had heard for the reason of closing it down was that the war came along and a lot of the men had to go to the service.
Well, that could be something too, because what was it? It was December the 7th, 40. When was it? We went to war.
Yeah, December 7th. Uh-huh. 42?
No, it was 46, wasn't
46.
It? 46. I was watching that show the other night. I should have known that.
and so they said, one of the stories that I had heard was they lost a lot of the men to work the mine, a lot of the ones that were backing it and so forth.
Uh-huh. Well, that could be a possibility, too, because I couldn't say anything about that, because I know they, he even had to register on that one. But they didn't take him because, well, he was past the age, but in case we didn't do very good, well, they would guess they would start taking the older ones.
Did you see any animals while you were up there? You have any stories to tell me about that?
Groundhogs, and I call them coonies. Other people call them whistling pigs, I think. And deer. What else did we see?
How about elk? Was there any elk up there?
Didn't see any elk, huh?
Too high, probably.
Probably so. There was one deer that for a while she wasn't, she kept her distance from us. And pretty soon she finally come out in the open and she had two little babies with her.
Oh, how nice. And she'd bring them with her.
She'd bring them with her right down to the creek to drink, but she kept her eye on you, but we could see her, but we never bothered her. I mean, just let her do what she wanted to do. And then the little whistling pigs, if you walk along to go up to the mill where they were, they just sit up there and look at you. They weren't afraid of you at all because they knew you weren't going to hurt them. And then just as I said about the groundhog that Ed fed, he was tame. Mm. Oh, it was beautiful up there.
How about birds? Were there any birds, or was that too high for birds?
What do you call those? Camp robbers? They would take a piece of bread out of your mouth.
Stellar jay, kind of.
Blue jays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any other kind of birds, do you?
That's not all I know.
But there was a lot of places, I mean, that you could hike around and do things. And we had our dog with us, and take him out, too, and he'd know something.
Now, you had kerosene for lamps or that type of thing.
And gasoline, wasn't it? We had the gas light.
Yeah, we had a gas light.
And how about cooking? What did you cook on?
We had a cook stove. And
wood cook stove? Uh-huh. Wood?
And the water we got just right out of that spring. And we had a nice cabin. It was a three-room cabin. Somebody, I think, maybe the president or somebody of the company slept in it.
Oh.
Or stayed in it. Oh. It was a real nice one. Uh-huh. The other ones were kind of going to pot, but there were several people come up there for the weekend to fish that could stay in them if they wanted to. Because several did that, you know, just kind of fish one day and go back the next.
Is that trail going up there called anything else except, I mean, I know it's behind the Rainbow Camp, but is that called anything, any type of name, the road that goes up there?
The trail?
Yeah, the road that goes up to Cloverdale Mine.
No, that's all I know.
Is that Rainbow Lake that's up there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around there, around that area?
Yeah, it's
just
about,
so.
What is it, 2 miles from the camp, is it around there, somewhere down there?
You hit Rainbow Lake first, and then you went on to the power plant.
Hit Palm Reservoir first.
Yeah, and then.
Then Rainbow Lake, then going up to Florida.
But you were catching most of your fish out of the
Beaver Dams. By the cabin. We went to Silver Lake last time, we never caught none, didn't we?
You couldn't fish in it. They told you, I think they even had a warning up for that the fish were dead or something in that. You walked right up to the lake, it was just like right on top of the mountain.
And this was called Silver Lake?
Silver Lake, and you could look in it, the water was, but the... They said it had been dynamited and you couldn't use the fish, so we never fished in it. Now, Margaret said when they were up there, they could fish in it. That's where they would catch their fish, but this happened afterwards. Somebody, I don't know why they done it, or...
Was that a few, were they up there?
They were up there long before.
And this was Margaret?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Uh-huh. Her little girl, her cabin still was there. They were with the rest of them. Ed built their cabin. And it was down from the cook shack and that, wasn't it, quite a ways. That's where they lived.
How long were they up there?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I think Margaret said they stayed one winter. And that's when this, you've heard of Bill Klein.
Yeah.
Well, his father worked up there. And he had his wife died or something when Bill and his sister was small. And he had those two kids up there. Margaret used to take care of them while he went to work.
And he worked in the Cloverdale
Mine. He worked up there too.
And you never really heard about them shipping any of the ore. It was just...
Now, if Mr. Klein was here, old man Klein would probably give you a real good story because he was a good talker.
Uh-huh.
Even to Bill.
Well, most of these mines that I hear about, most of the money was backers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was mostly where the money was just the bad people bringing money in for backing, and the whole, there wasn't a whole lot of ore taken out.
I think that was with this. With that one.
Up there?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
There's a picture here of a ranch at Antelope, and I think it's what we now call Antelope Valley, and I'm going to let you tell me about something about that, Marie. Tell me about the name. The picture is shows a Yoon log house, and Marie just told me that it had, she thinks it had a sod roof on it, and the picture is showing a little boy and a little girl and a woman. Another little girl and a man, and Marie's going to tell me about the people in the picture.
Okay, the woman is my mother and her first husband, Charlie Weaver, and their two children, Fritz and Rosie Weaver.
What was your mother's name?
Taylor, before she was married.
Taylor.
And then when she got married, she took her little sister, her name is Ida, and my Uncle Will. They were just small children, too, because her mother was dead and her father had gone to Arvin to find work, and they never heard anything more from him.
You figured he died.
Mm-hmm.
In Oregon. So
yeah.
She was here with the two little children.
Well, see, she was married, and they lived out there. Then they were married about 5 years, Charlie and my mother, when he passed away.
Oh, I see.
Leaving her with these two children and with Uncle Will and Aunt Ida. And I think it was about a couple of years after that she married my dad, because that was in 1896, because when they were married.
And your dad's name was?
Leonard Fox.
Leonard Fox.
Mm-hmm.
What was, were they ranching? Were they ranching?
Homesteading.
Homesteading.
Mm-hmm.
How many acres did he have, you know?
I don't know that. I have the homestead paper.
Uh-huh. Where did he come from?
Charlie Weaver. I really don't know that. She just met him here in Silver Cliff because he and my Aunt Vern's husband were good friends, and that's how they met. But my dad came from Germany, my father, and so did Fritz's. Both his mother and father came from Germany.
Now, did your mother and father and her father all come over at the same time? Or?
I don't know that.
No, I don't think so. Because his mother and father got married over there. They come to this country together.
They come to Homestead or to the colonies? Or?
Yeah, the colony was a colony.
They were part of the colony.
I think so.
That colony that came from Chicago area? They were going to, weren't they going to guard a truck garden farm type thing?
No, just a farm, Homestead, I guess. They had you to have a place way up back up here. Called the school section. That's where they lived. Some of the kids were born up there.
The school section?
Yeah.
I see.
It's known as the IRPSA school section. That people will know what it is then.
I see.
Still under that name.
Oh, uh-huh. And what was your father going to do when he came from Germany?
When he first came out here, he and a man by the name of Cody started a saloon.
I see. In Silver Cliff?
West Cliff. I cut a piece out of a paper from up here at the museum, and it was in 1897, where Leonard Fox and James Cody, dealers in liquor, fine wines, and beer.
Oh, so they came out here to start that,
mm-hmm.
Start a saloon. Oh, do you know how many years they had that?
I really don't know how, because afterwards Papa was interested in mine. When he sold off the saloon, why he was interested in mining, that's what he done most of the rest of his life.
Did he make any money at it?
No. When he worked up here at the Geyser, why, he was on salary, you know, made money that way.
Right, but didn't really gain any gold
no. Or
silver out of it himself. No. This afternoon I've persuaded Marie to play piano for us because we feel like that would be good to put on the tape, too. What are you going to play for us, Marie?
Memories.
That's a good one. Okay, we're ready.
Memories. play. Do you know something else you can play? She's going to play glowworm. Again, I'll sing it with you.
Why you love me like you do, I don't know why, you just do. I don't know why I love you like I do, I don't know why, I just do. Seem to feel my romances every time you hold these when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do, I don't know why, I just do.
This was a delightful afternoon spent with Fritz and Marie Earps in their Silver Cliff home. It was a pleasure to be with these two lovely people.